A lot of people out there with handicaps, I decided to use one of those conditions for my prank phone call. I am the blind barber. All I'm trying to do is get myself a job. So why not go on and start cutting hair, even though I'm blind? Here you go, the blind barber.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach a B. Jenkins that run the
bar. B. Jenkins?
Yeah, you run the barbershop down there, don't you?
I own the barbershop.
Okay, now, I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. Two of my guys went and left them out of town. And went and left because of the job that they'd start.
Okay.
But I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That's still good because there's just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my shit in? Taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. But I still, you know, I'm not going to let that stop me. You know, I'm still going
to... Oh, no. Hell no, man. You, wait a minute. Goddamn, you what?
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good. So I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good shit that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of shit down my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now, because now you see, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that shit at my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, or what. Not at B. Jenkins' shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
No, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this is something. This what I like, though. This I feel like this is my calling, you see? And that's what, you know, my name is Lonnie.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I'm calling you like a man. I've got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come now and there. And I told you, when I first, what I tell you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way, Doc. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind, Doc. You got to be able to see to do that shit.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair, that kind of shit in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I don't want you to do is make me mad about this, about this, because I don't, you know, not.
How you gonna get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm off, and you telling me the shit that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you blind, man. Come on with that.
Hey, now listen, I'm gonna tell you this here, and I'm gonna tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barber shop. I'm gonna fill these booths out, and I'm gonna start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want
that. You ain't gonna worry about getting in no goddamn tussle with me, because if you bring your ass up in my shop, how much you gonna cut hair? It's gonna be some description, gonna be some goddamn furniture moving around up in this motherfucker.
Well, damn it, I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you
bring your ass nowhere. Now, you better keep your ass away from my shop.
You gonna get your ass whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Bring your goddamn ass on. Bring your ass. Bring your motherfucking ass.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental, you
don't give a damn. I don't want your goddamn money. Your blind ass can't cut no goddamn ass in my goddamn shop. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Motherfucking law. You can call any goddamn body you want to call. Goddamn it, that's my shit. You not gonna do that shit. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your motherfucking ass down there talking about cutting ass my goddamn shit if you want to. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming, and I'm coming to whoop your ass, B. Jenkins, because you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
Motherfucker, I don't know how you even got my goddamn number. Who the fuck gave you my number in the first place? You ought not be dialing my goddamn. How you even fix your motherfucking finger to call my goddamn phone.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
Now, goddammit, you don't call my personal number. You call my goddamn shop. How the fuck don't get you my goddamn number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See,
I don't give a damn. You don't call my personal phone.
This shop.
That's where I do my business at.
This is what's wrong with black folk nowadays. Do you want to lease out the booze, or do you not want to lease?
You can't get shit. You understand me? You can't get a motherfucking thing from me.
You gonna watch your tone with me? What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna watch a motherfucking thing.
Don't
you bring your ass in my shop?
I tell you one thing. You gonna watch? You gonna watch me get on your ass this evening?
You gonna watch me get on your ass? How you gonna get on my ass? You can't see me, motherfucker. God damn it, I'm about to hang up on your motherfucker.
I
ain't got time for this shit, man. Get your ass off my phone.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, B. Jiggers.
What the motherfucking thing is that?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Sean.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that nigga ass when I get a chance. Son of a bitch. That motherfucker, man.
Nigga,
you ain't no good. You ain't no good. You son of a bitch.
You alright, man?
Man, I'm cool, goddammit. Goddamn shit. They all wait, both of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna get you too.
Hey, Mr. B. Jenkins, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You going to rent them boots out, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, and go easy on when you see him, huh?
Oh, I'm going to light his ass up when I see him.
All right. Peace and love, family. Thank you for tuning in, too. This is a random, kind of a random motivational laugh, you know, segment. You know what I'm saying? We like to laugh here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, you know, ear. So, you know, I do this randomly, you know what I'm saying, because I love prank phone calls. I was just kind of in the zone listening to prank call radio, and I said, you know what, let me just do prank phone calls live, you know what I'm saying, to kind of share with the world. You know, everybody needs to laugh. You know, some of you may be driving on your way to work, you know what I mean, you just kind of need a little boost or something like that, you know what I'm saying. You just may be driving randomly around the city, whatever, you know what I'm saying, getting dressed, you know, so everybody needs to laugh. And then these prank phone calls, there's some prank phone calls, I think, from Ricky Smiley, Nephew Tommy, and Roy Wood Jr., you know, just some kind of randos, you know what I'm saying? I do not own the rights to any of these, you know, I just pulled them, you know, from YouTube or whatever, just like you heard the blind man. The blind one is one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, enjoy, y'all, you know, so we're going to do this for about an hour. Into the top of the hour, where we have the motivational classroom at the top of the hour. Today, we're going to be talking about naked emotions, right? So be sure to tune in at 11 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central for naked emotions. You know, we feel that emotions is a very key factor when it comes to elevation and healing. So join us on the motivational classroom at the top of the hour, where we will be discussing naked emotions, all right? So we're going to just hop back in to this prank phone call that we got going on. So, yeah, guys, we want you to enjoy. And, yeah, I'll be coming back after the – and then, after the – we I will be coming in and out probably, or I'll probably come back at the end of the show, you know what I'm saying, because I'm kind of getting my cook on and, you know, laughing with y'all. So, all right, peace and love, guys. I'll be back before the show ends. All right, peace.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Speak to Ann.
This is Ann.
I was calling. You don't know who this is, but during your grandmama's funeral, you had said some bad things about Pastor Smith.
But you know what? I really wish you were some kin to him, because I would certainly give you what for.
Well, let me tell you something. I think that he did a wonderful job. And he didn't have to,
think he needed his ass kicked.
We was doing y'all a favor by being there in the first place. He didn't have to eulogize her.
Huh?
And if you got anything bad to say about him, baby, you say it to me.
Who is it?
I'm some kin to Reverend Smith, and I heard that you had an attitude when he was preaching the funeral.
Wait a minute.
Because I sure will come up on the hill if I have to.
Wait a minute now.
So just, you need
all to... right now, if you some kidding to me, because see, if you make me mad, then I'm finna start saying some stuff.
Well, baby, you say whatever the hell you want to say. But let me just tell you this, and I'm gonna leave you with this right here. If you ever say anything out your mouth about Rem Smith, a God fearing man, baby, I come up on that hill and some ass gonna get whooped.
I tell you what, you ain't even gotta come up here. If you give me time to put on some shoes, I'll come where you at.
I tell you what, put your shoes on and come out in the yard, and I'll be over there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm
because, right. First of all, you're disrespectful. You got an attitude, and then you think you're cute. See, I know your whole family. I know Chris, I know Shirley, all of them.
You know that man ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, you gonna talk about him like that?
Him?
Well, what about you, you old heifer?
He ain't shit, his mama ain't shit, ain't nobody in his family shit.
Well, what about you, huh?
And he need to get that gray shit off his face. Ma'am.
Let me tell you something, baby.
I'm finna hang up because
you're scared. That's what I thought. Hello? Hello?
Here we go, call him back.
Son.
Hello,
yep, it came up on the area code, 972.
Yeah, well, because I got my baby cell phone. But I tell you one thing, when I see you, and we ain't going to even put the pastor in this, I'm going to whip your ass if I ever catch you at Walmart.
Baby, I don't shop at no motherfucking Walmart.
Well, according to what you had on at that funeral,
we ain't got to catch each other. We ain't got to catch. We gonna make it simple. We gonna make it simple. Tell me when, where.
Bring your ass in the front yard, and I'm gonna get my baby to come pick me up and bring me right around there.
Okay. I bet you leave here.
I bet
you're going to leave here needing at least $1,500 worth of dental work, because I'm going to knock all your teeth out.
Well, it's Chris Deco that I whip her ass, too.
Okay. I'm going to let you whip my mama. Come on up here.
Huh?
This somebody.
Hello?
Hi,
Chris.
It's me.
Yeah.
They got this for a minute. Okay. Hello?
Miss Chris.
Uh-huh.
Let me put Miss Ann back on the phone. Hey, Miss Chris.
Uh-huh.
Just tell her this lady. Just tell her. This lady just threatened you. Put her back on the phone. Don't tell her it's me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, may I speak to Ann Curry, please?
Oh, okay. He said this was Emma Dean.
It's not Emma Dean. Come on, Dad, you're ready. Let's.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Curry, this is Pastor Johnson, a good friend of
This Jake.
Excuse me.
This is Jake.
No, ma'am. This is Pastor Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I'm a good friend of Pastor Smith.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, us ministers stick together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I want you to understand something. When ministers go out here and do these eulogies and take off their day to do a funeral, we believe that the family should be respectful and grateful.
Look,
and for the things.
That man did not eulogize my grandma properly. We ain't know what the f*** he was talking about. And you just as crazy as he is.
Well, you know, you can
you're
call
just
me.
As crazy as he is.
But see, you know, when you're not a child of God, the way your mindset is, let me pray for you.
No, you pray for yourself. You pray for him.
Because the way that you disrespected.
You pray for him.
You don't disrespect the shepherd of the flock.
I respect the flock.
And everything that the choir and everything that we do for the Sunday school and the missionary society and just with.
Well, what kind of society?
The missionary society.
Oh,
the benevolent society, the people that prepared the food. Because
we're all right with people. Everything was okay. It was just him.
See, ministers stick together. It we go to Bible college. We study hard.
He ain't went to no Bible college.
Well, shut the up and listen to me when I'm talking.
He read the Bible.
When people talk about other ministers, I get motherfucking mad. I would kill a motherfucker.
No, somebody tell me.
No, see, the Lamb of God is shedding right now. This is nobody praying because, see, ministers, as a minister, I won't hurt you. I will kill you. And there's a law. If you piss a minister off, that we don't have to do a lot of time because we don't bother people. We help people.
Well, you know what?
See, we don't pay taxes.
And
when you sit in church, And you make eyes and you make faces at a man that's trying to lead the flock to the promised land, you're bound to go to hell. You made me curse.
Well, if they follow him.
And then
hell,
he said something about he had great stuff on his face. See, when you're preaching, and that's wisdom.
That, you know, his hair is coal black, and then he just need to. You know, let go of that die. I'll cut it all out for this. But,
you ain't got to talk. Give me the phone. Excuse me. Who? Hello?
Yeah.
Ann.
What?
Hello?
Yes.
Did you just cuss the pastor?
No, I was cussing somebody that was trying to stand up for him. And but now it's clear that the man is crazy. The man don't know what he's talking about. He insulted.
Well, I think he did a good job. But the only thing I'm gonna leave you with this here, baby, if you ever fix your mouth, baby, to say anything about Pastor Smith,
mm-hmm.
your ass gonna get whooped. Do you understand? Do you hear me, Ann?
But you
can go get Shirley. You can go get Chris, James, any damn body you want to get. Do it again, nigga.
No, but wait, let me leave with you with this one thing. I hate to do it to him, but anybody who on his team, if they confront us, you will leave us with no other alternative but to take care of our business. And I'm 99.9% sure everybody on his team going to have some serious they'll work, some patches gonna be out ahead, and then we just gonna pray for them, and I'll holler at you later.
All right, then. I'll be over and I'm beat your ass, nigga.
All right, that's good.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for a William Gniffer.
This is Mr. Gniffer.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Vernon Simmons. I was, I don't know how to, oh, man. My wife and I evidently go to the same fertility specialist that you and your wife go to, Dr. Gnastagin. Are you familiar with Dr. Gnastagin?
I'm familiar with Dr. Gnastagin, but that's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, I'm aware of that as well, sir. My wife is out on business right now. She's gone for, won't be back until Tuesday. But I got a call today, a very disturbing phone call, and wanted to, you know, I looked your number up. They did tell me what was going on, and kind of wanted to let
somebody,
you.
Somebody told you my number? You got my number from somebody?
No, I looked up your number. here it is, Rick in the nutshell. My wife and I, evidently, you and your wife have been going through the same type of problems of trying to get pregnant and so forth and so on. And from my understanding, your wife is, what, 4 or 5 months pregnant? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah, my wife is exactly 5 months pregnant, but I'm still confused on how you're getting in touch with me and what this has to do with me.
Well,
I mean, all that stuff that we've gone through is totally confidential, and I'm kind of offended that you're calling me.
I understand that. Well, what's happening is I got a phone call from the doctor's office today. You know, oddly, to get a call on a Sunday, you know, it kind of raises a red flag. But I got a call, and it seems like there's been a huge mistake by the doctor's office. Evidently, your wife has been artificially inseminated with my seed, and I was.
What?
I mean, I'm just as disturbed as you are. You know what I mean? Because I mean, me and my wife are. You know, my wife is 2 months pregnant, and finally.
How could they do something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. All I know is that, you know, I hate to use the expression, but I'm your wife's baby's daddy, and.
No. Okay. Wait a minute. That doesn't happen. No way.
Sir, I'm trying to make sure I bring the news to you and see if there's anything that we can do to. I mean, after being 5 months pregnant, it's kind of hard to rectify the problem. So
okay, I don't want this to sound rude, and I don't want this to sound wrong. You said baby daddy. Are you black?
Yeah.
You're fucking black, and my wife is gonna have a fucking black baby.
Well, yeah, your wife is going to have a black baby, but what I want you to know is I'm not paying no damn child support. That's
you're
what I'm
fucking
not.
Worried. You're fucking worried about child support? And my wife is fucking having some other black dude's kid? Are you fucking crazy?
No, I'm not.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just saying, I didn't lay down and conceive a child with your wife, so I'm making sure I'm not going to be paying no damn child support.
Man, I'm not even worried about the fucking child support. I'll pay the fucking child support. I'm worried about some doctor making a fucking huge mistake and oh my God.
Your wife is having.
My wife is going to have a black baby. I can't believe that. This is unbelievable. It's unfucking believable. And I can't believe you'd even fucking call my fucking house.
What?
And give me this fucking news. The doctor should give me this fucking news.
Well, don't you want
it?
It doesn't matter who gives you the news as long as you get the news. Now, what I want you to do is this. Please don't be giving the baby no white names and stuff.
White fucking names. I can't believe that you're so. This is incredible. This is fucking incredible. Oh my gosh! Oh. Call me on fucking Sunday. Give me the. I'm ready to go fucking beat somebody's ass right now. This is fucking crazy. This is crazy.
Okay, this is no reason to be violent, sir. You see what I'm saying? This already
no reason to be violent. You're worried about me about paying child support and talking about your seed and your baby's daddy and all this shit. Oh man, this is bringing the best out of me. I can promise you. Unfucking believable, man.
Let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you may need anger management? I mean, you're not going to beat my child, are you?
Oh, man. You know how to push man's buttons. I can promise you, man. That's fucking crazy. No, I ain't going to fucking beat nobody's baby. You're fucking crazy. You're
I don't
fucking
want
crazy,
you, I don't want you being violent to me and your wife's baby.
Oh, spin this thing around, huh? Man, where the fuck do you live, man? Who the fuck is this?
Okay.
Who the fuck is this? Because I, oh, man, is fucking crazy.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you think you might want to be the godfather to the child?
To my own kid? No. Well, I guess it wouldn't be my kid.
It's not your kid.
Seed.
It's me and your wife's
God
child.
God damn you. Don't you fucking say that, you fucking crazy bastard. Don't you fucking say that. Don't you fucking say that. That drives me fucking nuts even thinking about something like that.
Don't you talk about something like that. But it's me and your wife's child.
No, it ain't you and my wife. It was a fucking mistake. So don't you even fucking talk like that, you fucking crazy bastard. I'll fucking tear a hole in your head. Don't you talk like that.
Okay. You're going to tear a hole in whose head?
In your head, you crazy bastard.
This is the kind of thing I don't want my child around. This type of talk. This type of violence. See, you white folks get mad and want to kill everybody in the room. Won't you kill who you mad at? Why do y'all do that?
God damn you. Who the fuck is this, man?
Can I say one more thing to you? Can I do that?
I don't know if I can take any more news from you, man. I'm fucking ready to just jump through the phone.
I got one more thing to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Oh, my God. I'm going to beat her ass, man. I'm fucking going to kill that.
Don't beat her ass. She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
I'm not going to beat her ass, man. Oh, it took us so long trying to get pregnant. She's going to play a game like this. That's wrong. Oh, you got me, man. You freaking got me, man. Yeah, we listen to the Steve Harvey Radio Show all the time, man. That's awesome. You guys are great. Oh, man. I'm going to go find her and give her a big kiss. I'm going to do that for her. God damn.
All right, man. I got
you
one.
Son of a bitch, man.
I got one more question for you, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show in the morning. Woo, man.
King Coco's Crunchos. The legend is true.
Give me that crust.
Nice try.
But only kids can have coconut crunchos.
That chocolatey coconut crunch in every bite. Oh, I can almost taste it. Oh, I gotta have them crunchos.
Ow, man.
Stop resisting. Stop resisting, sir. Stop resisting. Stay down.
What happened?
He's going to jail. That's what happened.
This is some bullshit.
You all right?
He's fine. He just doesn't want to go to jail.
You sitting on my back, man?
Sir, be quiet.
Yo, you sitting on his back?
He was trying to steal your cereal, right?
I mean, it's their cereal. They can have it.
Man, I'm just hungry, man. They don't let wolves in stores, man.
Step back, guys. I'm going to lift the offender up. We are now going to our feet, sir. Let's go, sir. Let's go.
Nigga, I could be eating these kids. But I'm out here eating cereal.
Hey, it's cool. We just give them the cereal.
No, only kids can have coconut crunchos. You know that.
That's a whack law.
This fool know he eat coconut crunchos, and you ain't no kid.
Let me do my job. I said back up, sir.
Coconut Crunchos is a part of this balanced breakfast.
On this week's First Few Minutes, 911 call comes in to the Memphis PD. Somebody's been rocked to death. Lieutenant Mason and Sergeant Mullins arrive on the scene to find potential witnesses.
There's a body. Down here called it in.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, let me get a light.
There you go.
What happened? Solid had I don't know who that little ran around he got fighting with these folks covered about last week. I heard him like that. Baby, boo boo. Hey, dog, hey man, why you gonna walk around like bullshit? And then I believe he said we. And then today, he had got they have a fight. And saw them fight. They were fighting. And then he was fighting. His sister had kind of known him. His sister, his cousin, and his baby mama. They all came over here, man. They were like drunk. Everything, man, was like crazy.
Okay. Anybody else we can talk?
Look down. He's right over there. He's that square over there. That him right there.
Mason and Mullins now have a second witness, who also happens to be the head of the neighborhood watch, Little Daryl.
How you doing today, sir?
Huh?
How are you today?
Huh?
Sergeant
Mullins.
Huh?
You Little Daryl?
My name is Little Daryl.
Something happened across the street. Did you happen to see what happened over there? You see anybody fighting or anything? Little Daryl.
Daryl.
Huh?
Did you see anybody fighting or anything over here? You hear any kind of noise, anything going on?
I'm playing basketball.
Over there, you mind going with us across the street so we can talk to you to the police headquarters? Let's talk to you.
Mama.
Okay.
Little Daryl is taken in for questioning.
I'm going to get some information from you, okay?
What's
What's your name? What's your real name?
My name is Daryl.
Okay. Daryl what?
Daryl.
We'll go with Daryl.
Frustrated, Sergeant Mullins decides to turn up the heat.
Somebody's been killed. You understand?
That's a lot of people killed.
But I'm worried about one person that got killed, Daryl.
My great grandma was bad. But she got started by some bumblebees.
I'm not the bumblebee police. I'm not the crayon police. I'm the death police. Do you understand?
Let me ask you a little bit more about the rock, Daryl. When they were throwing rocks.
Well, the whole thing I know about rocks, my Uncle Mike smoked a little white one. And it'd be a little Ziploc bag. And then if another father say, I don't want to rock right now.
Ladero. Not those rocks, Daryl. The big rocks. The rocks you throw at people. Tell me about the rocks. Leave me alone!
Let me get my point across. Somebody got hurt across the street, okay? And I think you know a little bit more than you're telling us, okay? So what I need you to do is just calm down and go ahead and tell me what happened over there.
Y'all got some milk.
That was a tough one.
Well, we got our confession.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I came down there and I bought some donuts down there. Hello?
I'm listening.
And they make two of my darn hogs sick, and I need to see if you're going to get them medical care or somebody's ass going to get whipped.
Yeah, well, you don't start whooping somebody, you can come whoop mine right now.
Well, look at here, I don't appreciate it because we've been eating donuts for all our life, and one of my hogs is taking a thing. He's vomiting all over the darn floor. Now, somebody's going to do something right now, or somebody's ass going to get whipped.
Well, like I say, you can come whoop mine right now.
Well, you want to start something?
Yeah.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Well, you come on down here to my trailer.
Where you at?
I'm out here in Pelham.
Give me your address.
You going to... Well,
where'd you buy your donuts at?
I'll tell you what. Where are y'all come to you?
Where did you buy your donuts at?
I bought them here, but I want to deal with you, buddy. What's your name? Because I don't like no man smarting off out at me,
man,
sport.
My name's... And hey, you just... I'm easy found.
Oh, look at here, sport. You're not going to talk to me that way. You know what I'm saying?
You're the one talking smart.
Well, you're the one started. I'm trying to get some help from my hog. He's the one down here.
Somebody's ass. Yeah, that's what you're telling me. I said, if you want to whoop somebody, you can whoop mine.
Well, look here,
that's the way to talk nobody, man. You don't talk nobody like that. You see what
Let me tell you something. I'm from Sweet.
You don't call somebody up on phone or whatever and tell them you're going to whoop their ass.
I didn't say nothing about the thong song.
Recorder. So I got you on recorder.
You got me on what?
I got you on a recorder. See, when you come in here, we record your voice.
Hey, look here. Let me tell you, I'm not afraid of nobody. You understand what I'm saying?
Neither.
I am a God-fearing George W. Bush voting. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe it.
What?
I said you better believe it.
Let me tell you something there, sport. You may not be down. Look here. What are you going to do for my hogs or whatever?
I can't do anything for your hogs.
Can you play the Dr. Bill for him?
You gotta be kidding me, ain't you?
Somebody's ass gonna get whipped. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Because I'm not gonna come down there talking to you, buddy.
Well, where'd you buy your donuts at?
I bought them from you. You gave them to me.
Where at?
Down at your store. You know what? I'm gonna beat your ass.
Well, go right ahead, baby. I wish you'd try it.
You know what I'm saying? You better, you know what?
I weigh
278 pounds and I'm about 6'3", buddy. You better be ready for me.
Where you at?
I know where I'm going to be.
Where you at?
I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be down there with you, buddy. You be standing.
Come on, anytime you want to. I ain't got no time to waste.
Look
here.
Anymore. 1 hour. You stand in front of the store, I'll be there in 1 hour.
I heard that.
I want you to be standing out there because I don't believe in no sticks, bricks.
Man, why don't you go blow your voice somewhere else?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Risa, please. Risa.
This is she.
Hi, Risa. My name is Byron. Byron from the job. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Byron?
I'm good. Listen, I hate to call you after hours at your home, but there has been some new issues that will be going into effect as of tomorrow morning. And we're calling everyone, letting them know the new changes that have been issued that will take effect first thing tomorrow morning. So we're giving everyone a call, so don't be alarmed. It's just... give me a call letting you know what the higher-ups have changed, okay?
Okay, there's no problem. I got a few minutes to listen.
Okay. As of tomorrow, what's going to happen is when you guys come in, you'll be issued a new key card, and that particular card will actually register when you come in and go out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Second one is there will no longer be any personal internet at the job any longer. You won't be able – they're actually putting a block on all computers. All the computers will no longer be able to go to – a lot of these sites that you guys go to that you've been that's been available here in the past. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The last one is Risa. Do you wear a hair weave?
What?
Do you wear a hair weave or a wig?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's one thing. And hopefully you can get this changed by tomorrow. There's no weaves or hair or wigs going to be allowed at the job site from this point on. So as of tomorrow morning, everyone must be wearing their natural hair.
You're joking.
No, these are the issues that are going to be, that are instated, and these are going to take effect as of tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
What does hair weave have to do with any of these changes? The first two I can understand, punching in and being on the internet, yes, that's something that corporate. But hair weave and waves, you're getting interchanged in person.
I understand the higher ups they're looking down upon it. Wigs and hair weaves, they have to go. So I'm assuming that if you, like you said, you do have one, I suggest start taking it down now and prepare your hair to be natural as you come into work tomorrow.
I'm not taking my hair down. I've been here 7 years, and I've dealt with all the changes that y'all have made, but there's no way that I'm taking my hair weave down. I'm sorry. What's your name, Byron?
Yeah, my name is Byron, and
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to your weave. You're going to have to do something. Is there someone that you can call tonight to help you get your hair down and so you can look presentable with your natural hair tomorrow?
No, my weave costs over $200-$300, and I'm not about to take that down. I mean, it takes a long time to take that down.
Okay. Is this something maybe you can take it down and just wear it on the weekends? Because as of now, you're not going to be allowed to actually wear it on the property.
And how will you know if someone has a weave or not? Are you going to do head checks or something? There's
I'm not quite sure what they're going to do to check it, but by you telling me that you have a weave, then I have to write it down that you have confirmed that you do, and we got to make sure that tomorrow morning you're not wearing one.
But you don't know what my natural hair looks like from my weave. You heard how much I pay for it, so it's a good weave.
Ma'am, it's not about how good, you know, with the quality of your weave or anything. They don't want it. They want natural hair. I don't know what that means, but they're going natural. They're going green. They're going natural. I don't know what it is. They're going natural, and so are you. Tomorrow morning, you need to come in with your hair completely down, okay?
I won't do it. I'm not taking my weave down.
Okay. Then,
what is that? Y'all gonna write me up or something?
Okay, ma'am, do you not want your job?
Yeah, I want my job, but this don't make no sense. You're talking about personal appearance. I can understand y'all have a dress code and enforcing a dress code. That's one thing. But telling somebody to change their hair, you lost your mind, man. You're crazy.
Ma'am, I'm not good. I have other people that I have to call. Bottom line is, get your hair down and get your butt into work tomorrow, and let's not go back and forth anymore, okay?
Well, listen, Byron, you're lost mind if you're thinking I'm taking my weave out. I'm not taking out at all. Risa is coming up in there with her hair, and I'm going to sit down at my desk and do my job. Y'all going to have to drag me out that time some weave. You're lost your mind. You and your powers that be or whoever they may be. You tell them that I said that.
Wait a minute. Listen, are you telling me that you're coming in regardless with your hair on?
You right? That's what I just said.
Okay,
you calling
okay.
me at home
Then we need. Why don't you go ahead and bring some boxes in? Because you may as well pack your stuff.
I'm not. You bring the.
Ma'am, I don't want to have to pack you. Get your stuff and box it up. And you're losing your job because you can't take.
Well, you know what? You can do that because I'm gonna call the news station and tell them you're dragging me out of behind some weeds. Who wrong? You wrong? You wrong? You stupid behind.
Are you going to, you need to watch your language, young lady.
Why I need to watch my language? I'm at home. You call me on my own home phone on my time. I'm at my house. I'm not on your clock. I say what I want to say on my phone.
Okay. Can I say what I want on my phone, and then I'll let you go, and you can come in to work any way you want to tomorrow.
What is it, Byron? What else you got to say?
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that your girlfriend Jennifer at your job got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the f*** did you say? I know you.
Hey, Risa, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jennifer, your coworker, got me to prank phone call
you. You got my blood pressure up. I'm going to kill that tomorrow, and I'm going to pull her weave out. You want to come down there and watch me drag her out of the job? I'm mad. She won't for this. I'm sure I got high blood pressure. You can't be doing that to me behind my weave. I pay too much money. That's my money I could be spending on my kids.
Oh, ain't nothing like a black woman and her hair. Oh, man. Okay, baby. I got one more thing to ask you, girl. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Well, after this prank, it has to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. God.
Oh, you got her good, Tommy.
Action.
Yo, I want to introduce you.
To Newberg.
All right, guys. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to the prank phone calls. I hope you guys got something out of that. I hope you guys laughed a little bit when it came to the prank phone calls. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. Please catch us at the top of the hour where we're going to be talking about naked emotions in a motivational classroom with Haru, Cedric, and Dwight. And today we have our other brother, Eli, on to discuss naked emotions. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Let's get naked. peace and love, family, and till next time. Peace.